you need a doctor.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Let's go.
Let the mayhem begin.
It's Dr. Drew. Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood.
Number is 800-222-5222. Mike and I are gushing about our friend Lisa Guerrero.
Aside from the obvious, like people, you know, people who are familiar with me as a person are probably like, well, of course you like Lisa Guerrero. She's hot and has fantastic, perky bosoms. But she was just so pleasant to talk to and such a whip smart person, and really devoted to doing her job well. You know, and that it's infectious. You know, she's so committed to being eloquent and well-informed presence, you know, on the air. So,
well, she's going to be joining me, Bernard,
tomorrow
or Wednesday? Bernard's coming in. Wednesday. Okay. Wednesday, Anahita's coming here tomorrow. Anahita's got to get far legal.
Dr. Drew, people who smoke marijuana are usually very lazy and they don't...
We'll see.
Is Anahita going to bring her dad?
I was going to say, only if you're here.
No! You will pay for your decadent Western ways.
It's funny. She said your invitations of him were right on it. And he would get so mad at her if she got an A-.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you?
You are a disappointment to family!
Let's switch gears. Where's my... There we are.
Our guy probably has like a 9,000 IQ and 11 degrees before he moved here from Iran. And
right.
Of course, I mean, I'm not, I make fun
You're not
with,
being critically made
I make fun.
Fun
with a sense of admiration. It's not, you know.
And it's not like it didn't work out for her.
Yeah.
She's a defense attorney working for the Cochran Group, and we'll get into all that tomorrow. But now we're getting into porn and video game addiction. We have discussed that in the past, you and I, in relation to Dr. Katahakis, our regular contributor. She is at centerforhealthysex.com.
Yeah.
Right?
She's one of the co-founders.
Yeah, right. And she has mentioned to us many times that she has seen increasingly problems with sexual functioning with younger males, including overt sexual dysfunction, that she can associate with porn addiction. This professor, who is a Stanford professor, he's a famous professor. His name is Philip Zimbardo. He has a new book called Man Disconnected. He is also the psychologist who did the famous German, I don't know if it's a German prison, but just prison study or prisoner study. Our clinical psychologist, Lisa Stroman, joins us to discuss. Lisa, maybe first we should start with Dr. Zimbardo's famous experiment.
Hi, how are you?
Good, welcome.
Thank you. Well, I remember back in graduate school this Zimbardo study, and to be quite frank, when I saw his TED Talk, I was impressed that he is still out there kind of fighting the fight. He is looking at basically what came down to it is how people conform to social roles, and how at the end they have prisoners and guards. They were randomly segregated into two different groups, and then they had the prisoners get sent into these like lockdown areas, and the guards had all the power. And very quickly, those guards started abusing and treating those prisoners, again, all just normal university students, to a point where he had to stop the experiment.
You ever heard of this? It's a very famous psychology experiment.
Yeah.
It's almost the equivalent to the electrocution study by
Pavlov?
No. Lisa, help me. The guy also Stanford, no, Yale professor that did the famous
electrocution. I don't know
where the people come in as subjects and one is a subject.
Oh, absolutely. They would push a button and they would say that if you get to level 10, you're actually executing the person, and they would inevitably go up to level 10.
They would just stand there, go proceed. You must proceed. And the guy's name is world famous that we're not thinking of. I'll look it up.
Ron Jeremy.
No, it's not Ron Jeremy.
Oh God.
Hang on. Nick Manning.
Hold on, I'll find it in a second. But so you said
Pedro Guerrero.
You said he's fighting the fight. What do you mean by that on his TED talks? This fellow.
So he's basically out there talking about. He's not actually providing any solutions yet, and he said that on this TED talk. But he was out there and he talked about how we're, again, the social conforming is occurring online. And he is talking about specifically men, his new book, Man Disconnected, which is a great book. And he's talking about that porn-induced erectile dysfunction and how these guys that are going online, they're gaming, they're locking themselves in the room for 10 hours at a time, they're doing porn, they're watching porn in between gaming. And by the way, this is not just a man's issue. And I, as a clinical psychologist, I see teenagers, I see college students. Women also do this, so I don't want to think that it's just a man.
Well, I'm sure, Ms. Stroman, that females...
Dr. Stroman.
Dr. Stroman.
She's also got a book.
She
also has a book called Unplugged, What Parents Need to Know About Raising Kids in a Technology-Addicted World. So she has some sophisticated...
No, I sincerely apologize. Dr. Stroman.
That's okay.
I'm sure females suffer from this, but I would imagine that this is mainly a male problem right now. And I was going to say,
because of the porn.
Right. And I would imagine it's probably more impactful for boys. And I think that where we're starting to stretch the age of what we consider a boy into well into the mid 20s now, a lot of this is probably due to the fact that they're spending so much of their lives disconnected from society.
Oh, for sure. You're right. 93% of adolescents have been exposed to porn.
Jeez.
By the time they hit high school, they've already been exposed to porn.
Mm.
So,
I have to say, to be fully forthcoming, I am a fan of adult films. I mean, I watch them. I'm into it. But I could easily see how that is actually, in my opinion, as someone who was exposed to real sex too early, as someone who has been open about the fact that it damaged my sense of intimacy,
yep.
It gave me sexual dysfunction, I think seeing the kind of over-aggrandized world of porn can be more damaging than actually engaging in it in yourself, because at least you get the tactile feeling of, you know, what sex is like. Porn is not real sex. I mean, it just isn't, especially nowadays.
Wait till we get a virtual reality machine doing this. It's going to be
insane. My gosh. Yeah, so, Dr. Drew, the Milgram,
I know. I looked it up. Yes.
So he was saying how if other people are doing, they're doing it. Mike, you have a really great point. I don't think, again, it's not bad. Sex isn't bad. I don't know why people don't like to talk about sex. It's great. The problem is what's happening is that they're choosing it over real-life sexual experiences, mm-hmm. and that's what's different.
And to defend men who suffer from this, video games and porn today are awesome. It's a lot. I mean, I don't endorse it, and I don't think it's a good thing. But I could easily see how someone can get addicted to Call of Duty and Diablo and all these. I mean, video games are freaking awesome. You know, it's not like playing Zelda for 8 hours when I was a kid. These games are amazing.
Well, Lisa, in your book, What Every Parent Needs to Know, what are some of the other things you think people should be aware of?
Well, there's lots of, besides video games, I think that there's lots of different things that parents need to be aware of, because what's happening is, and Zimbardo talks about a little bit, is brains are actually getting rewired. And the rewiring that is occurring is actually where the kids are losing their white matter, it's shrinking. If they're spending more than 3 hours a day online without a balance, you are actually from a physical, like if you look at the MRIs or the functional MRIs and you're looking at how the brain's functioning, is functioning differently today. And that's what terrifies me. Parents are not taking this seriously, and I keep trying to talk about what I see in my clinical practice, that I've got kids that are addicted to Adderall because they cannot start functioning. Well, start doing technology assessment things. They're studying 9-10 hours online. So
yeah.
It's definitely, and again, at college, with the demands that they have and how much, like, everything's being digitalized, it's really hard to have a balance of time that you have offline.
Dr. Lisa Stroman is a clinical psychologist. We have to take a quick break for traffic on the 4 if we need a moment.
And KABC does traffic. This is brought to us by MyCleanPC.com. 118 westbound past DeSoto. A mattress and a box spring conveniently located in the number 2 lane. 210 westbound at Haven Avenue. Also, number 2 lane to the left blocked off, but this is by a pickup truck. 10 westbound between Baldwin Park and the 605. We've got some road work going on in the right lane. We've got traffic slow from Puente and 2 sig alerts end-to-end on the 91 eastbound. First at Carmenita, the off-ramp is blocked. Traffic slow from the 605, and then farther on up the road, 91 eastbound past 14th Street, we had an overturned vehicle in the left lane. Hey, if your computer's running slowly, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out that junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Our KABC, only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up at 1:24. But right now we head back to Dr. Drew Midday Live with Psycho Mike Catherwood and Lisa Stroman. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
And Dr. Stroman, is there a website or anything where people can get in touch with you or find your book?
TechnologyWellnessCenter.com.
TechnologyWellnessCenter.com. Mm-hmm. And Mike, Lisa's also an attorney. Yeah, oh, Mike, let's get you online here.
Steve.
Do you have a private conversation?
Do you feel like this is actually, Dr. Stroman, do you feel like this is kind of confusing people or even deteriorating what it means to be masculine?
Cool. Or human.
Yeah. It's that intimate connection between people, like staring each other in the eyes and having that chemical reaction with somebody else.
Hold on. Now, we just broke into a gigantic area, which is called interpersonal neurobiology, and it's where I spend my life.
Me too.
I spend my life thinking about this, and it's just what I do. It's just, I think it's sort of the future. I think consciousness happens interpersonally. I think meaning happens interpersonally. I think emotional regulation, I think everything. That's why talk therapy works, because it's an interpersonal experience. And Judith Regan, the famous editor, challenged me the other day. She goes, no, you know, I think what people need to hear more about is love. Boy, we are switching gears here when I bring this up. Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
But that
good work, Drew.
Yeah, and that people need a new story about love, like The Little Prince. You know, something that connects them, something, a story that connects them. And so I've been just ruminating about it. That was such a gauntlet to be thrown down, such a challenge.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? Is that something you think could reconnect people? Is that in a sort of, without being Pollyannish or saccharine, is that what's missing?
Love, the definition. I mean, I guess. You're right. That's a gauntlet to pick up and run with. I don't know whether or not,
because we don't know what we mean.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's the first thing to try to figure out. Mm-hmm. And what kind of love? And what stage of life of love? Or what love between who and who? And what does that mean? And I've been spinning like a top. Right? She threw that gauntlet down about 2 weeks with me, and I've been just spinning about it.
If you look at kind of historically the stories of like Romeo and Juliet and some of the stuff from a societal perspective that we draw out there on kind of what love is, and then.
But that's all sick love. That's sick love. Yeah.
Right. And you look at, like, I grew up, my dad was married 8 times. My mom, 3 different times.
We'll have to talk a little later, Lisa.
Yeah.
Get you back on my podcast. We'll break this all down. Come on now.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, I look at it differently, honestly.
How do you look at it?
I think that I look at the relationships and the connection between two people in a very specific way, and I think that it's about choice, and I think it's about emotional connectivity that you provide to someone else.
So love, romantic love offers no allure to you?
No, it does. I mean, I love the feeling of being in love, and I love that how it is. But I look at my life now, and I think about, you know, I've been on television, and I'm doing all of these things. I'm trying to get kids aware, and I'm focused 1,000 miles an hour. And I walk in the door, and my husband's like, "How was your day?" It's like it's hard to kind of transition into, "Hi, honey." Now I'm back in my Twitter of love. It doesn't. It's more of a partnership, and it's more of connecting on an emotional goal. And so I think it's very complex. I don't know. I guess
I think
you got to have that passion piece.
You do. But Dr. Drew, I think Dr. Stroman's pointing out something that is also important, that people often like to create this overly romantic kind of Pollyannish view of what it means to be in love.
And that's sick.
And a lot of what means to be in love and to sustain love can be what you two can suffer through together.
But that's exactly why I'm saying, if you've got that passion there, though, to keep you connected.
Keep you grounded.
It's just renewing, even when the going gets tough. And even if you lose it for a while, you can get it back. What's that?
It's like mystery, and it's surprise, and it's respect, and it's having the ability to grow together and discover new areas of each other. That's what I think it is.
Well, it's interesting that we've this conversation went from porn and video game addiction, which offers none of that, which is the emptiness that people drift towards because their connections are so weak and so empty and so problematic in their family systems. And this is a way to sort of self-soothe, really, and to sort of fill yourself in an artificial way that's not actually filling and not growing. And as you say, the brain structure is actually showing itself to be not growing as a result.
Right. And that to me is the terrifying part, because I think that the world is moving so fast, and I think that if you look at how quick things are, and to be honest, like porn, and I don't know about you, Mike, but like my guys that I see in my practice average 10 to 15 minutes that they're on.
Whoa.
You know? Yeah.
That's 11 sessions for me.
Okay.
Which, by the way, he does 40 a day. Yeah.
Okay, right. No, 10 to 15 minutes a day is like on average. So I don't know how many times it's happening or whatever they're doing.
That's way too much for me. I would say that's... If I'm using porn for my own private practices,
yeah, but guys get lost in it. They'll go for hours and hours.
Yeah, that's not me.
Just go and
that's
go
not
and
me.
Go.
But I have to say, you know, I have a hard time doing my private practices without it because it is so alluring. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Stroman, we've got to move on. I've got to take a break, and I will say farewell to you again. Websites and book. Tell us.
TechnologyWellnessCenter.com, and the new book coming out will be called Unplug, What Every Parent Needs to Know.
Dr. Lisa Strum, we'll have you back soon. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much.
You bet. It's Dr. Drew Midday Live with Mike Catherwood, Talk Radio 790 KBC. The phone number is 800-222-5222. Mike, the top there. We'll have some Neil Diamond at the Hollywood Bowl tickets for y'all. Right now, it's just he and I sharing the love, and right now, it's also a quick break on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, we come up with even more ways on how not to use water.
Does that mean you're going to have to give up your bidet?
Off my cold, dead ass.
Oh, my.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Imagine your life free of addiction. Novus Mindful Life Institute specializes in helping people who have addictions to sex and pornography. In a safe and confidential environment, Teen Novus empowers you to overcome trauma and addiction. Wondering if you're a sex addict or you're struggling with sex or pornography? Call 844-431-5151 for your free consultation. That's 844-431-5151. Or to start your recovery today, go to startingrecovery.com now.
A reminder to register for this week's extra special free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose tomorrow in Santa Ana, Friday Manhattan Beach, or Saturday, May 16th in Woodland Hills. Seminars the week of May 18th include Orange, Sherman Oaks, Pasadena, and Irvine. Go to moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net. Pick your day, time, location, and register. But don't wait. It's important to reserve your seat now. When you work with Money Matters, we become your financial watchdog so you can relax. Register now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
If waiting for your investments to grow feels like waiting for paint to dry,
there's a powerful secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know.
You can accelerate your investments growth by 2, 3, or even 4 times. That's bad news for Wall Street,
Uh-oh. But
great news for you.
Woo-hoo!
We're Cashflow Allies, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to greatly multiply your returns. And it's yours for free. For the secret your financial planner doesn't want you to know, go to CashflowAllies.com.
That's CashflowAllies.com.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners to get our questions answered.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
Nope, signing up with Uber is super easy.
It was simple and easy.
Okay, but can I drive my own car?
Yes.
You get to drive your own car?
But my roommate doesn't even have a car. Can she drive with Uber?
They can help her get a car too.
I wouldn't be able to get a vehicle if it wasn't for Uber. It took me less than 6 hours to get a car.
So you could just sign up and earn money.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
You're saying I can just use the smartphone app to make money whenever I want?
Yeah, you just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
All I have to do is turn on my phone, hit the road, and I start making money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
I'm my own boss now, so I set my own hours.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. DriveWithUber.com.
KABC does traffic first on the 4s when you need it most. Things have slowed down a little bit, which can be a bad thing, too. 210 eastbound at Sunflower had some debris in the left lanes, and now we've got a vehicle with a flat tire on the right shoulder, at least one flat tire. 91 eastbound before Green River, we've got an accident. Have the problems on the 91 eastbound past 14th Street with an overturned vehicle, as well as before you even get there, 91 eastbound at Carmenita. The off-ramp to Carmenita block And 118 westbound at Havenhurst, the HOV lane is blocked as you get north of the valley or on the north end of the valley. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4-6 report coming up at 134. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, long-time caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You can see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Every morning zoo in this show, I don't know what we are. We're not quite a morning zoo.
We're more fun. We're 20% more fun.
We smell like a zoo. Actually, Drew didn't actually put a percentage on how much more fun had been added.
Oh, do you think it's 50% more fun?
No. Clearly not.
Until
we can start at 10 in the morning, it won't be 50%
then
more
it'll
fun.
It'll be really fun.
It's 100% more fun.
Back in the morning. With Terry Ray Elmer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
And live and local nights on KABC, Peter Tilden, the smartest funny guy on radio.
Tilden!
Now, her evening 6 to 10, right after the drive home with Julian Barber, John Phillips, live and local, talk radio 790 KABC.
Tilden, huge dong.
Right now, it's Dr. Drew, Mike Cather at Midday Live. 800-222-5222.
I was sausage gazing.
And we are, I'm so glad
bathroom.
To hear that. I'm really happy to know that I needed to know that.
He's a taller gentleman.
Now you,
broad-shouldered.
You said you want to create a new theme for Mondays called Medical Monday.
Yes, where I am an utter dummy to all things medical.
Okay.
Not just anatomy, not just biology.
Okay.
Anything related to the field of medicine, something that you are an expert in as a physician, an internist.
Yeah.
I have a question.
All right.
And I'm going to do every day, every Monday, I will be Medical Monday.
Come with a few of them.
Mike's Medical Monday.
Okay, we got to take a break in 2 minutes. I may not have a chance to answer before the news, so go ahead.
How on earth is it possible that I can't get weed if I need it?
Yeah.
But I can buy an entire real human skeleton as a citizen. I can just go and very little exploration, and I found it way, not on the deep web, just like medical websites.
This is not a medical question. This
it
is
sure
a legal.
Is.
It's a legal question, really, because I would say the more sort of disastrous reality is you could, you know, have trouble. Your physician has trouble getting you cannabis
and CBD oil and
but no trouble getting you Dilaudid or morphine or whatever the hell you want.
Don't ask why, but
that's what's going to kill you.
Don't ask why, but I was in the market for a human bone, and I found that.
How am I not going to ask why? How is that possible that I'm not going to ask why?
Because I was going to try to like do something arts and craftsy with it, and I figured okay maybe.
Like that's supposed to be a satisfying answer?
Well, I was gonna build like a sandbox, like an old. I was gonna try and build like a Flintstone style sandbox thing.
Why
for Magnolia?
Why not get cowbones?
Well, I that's what I was like. What I wonder if I can get like a big, almost like Fred Flintstone stegosaurus.
Yeah.
So I actually looked. I was like, I wonder, like a horse femur would probably be awesome.
You were just going downstream.
So next thing I know, I can easily buy. I'm like, wow, three clicks in. I can buy a human skeleton, no problem.
Yeah.
A real dead guy.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem right. Here's the thing. Here's the rub. In California, in my house in Venice Beach, I cannot buy piranha because someone thinks somewhere weird it's
right.
I cannot have piranha.
Yes.
But if I want to put a human skull in the tank for my piranha, perfectly fine.
Right. And so that is, again, the insanity of some of our laws.
Human skull!
It's nothing with the medical system. That's our laws and how foolish, and not foolish, how capricious so many of them are.
But if I mark my driver's license, which I have, I think, donate my body to science.
I don't think that includes skeletal. That means it's about donating your organs.
But I mean, if I put donate the body to science,
no,
hold
I think,
on. I would imagine that a skull can go to medical students to study phrenology
or
whatever.
I think you have to set that up with a school. Yep, it actually goes through schools to set that kind of stuff up. We got to take a quick break. Phrenology. Dr. Midday Live, Talk Radio 790K. That's studying the bumps on the head, but that's
whatever.
Like long gone. Dr. Midday Live, Mike Catherine, Talk Radio 790K, ABC.
News now.
Live and local at 1:30, I'm Dave Alford. George Zimmerman is out of the hospital after someone shot at his pickup truck in Lake Mary, Florida today. Zimmerman was treated for an injury to his face, either from a bullet or flying glass. When Zimmerman's pickup was towed from the scene, there was an obvious bullet hole in the passenger side window. Police are investigating what appears to be a case of road rage. This man called 911.
Getting out of the car after lunch, and car came pulling up, and he said, please call 911, please call 911. I just shot George Zimmerman. I asked him, don't you have a phone? He said, I do not have a phone, but please call 911. I did. I just shot George Zimmerman.
Zimmerman was acquitted in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin back in 2013. Over 700 guns taken off the streets over the weekend in the 10th L.A. Gun Buyback Program.
At a press conference Monday where numerous firearms were laid out on tables, Mayor Eric Garcetti emphasized the importance of the gun buyback program.
We have to do everything that we can in the city of Los Angeles to keep our city safe, to get deadly weapons off our streets. We feel it's critical to give Angelenos an easy pathway to actions that they couldn't otherwise take.
The mayor says every gun represents a tragedy averted, be it a crime, accident, or suicide. The weapons will now be melted down and made into Angel of Peace awards, which the Violence Prevention Coalition awards annually. Tom Perumian, KABC News.
A commuter jetliner with a stuck landing gear made an emergency landing at LAX this morning. No one was injured. 43 passengers were aboard the flight from Monterey. A massive retail and residential complex could be coming to Anaheim. The LA Times reports a Chinese developer is planning to build a $500 million complex next to Angel Stadium. It would include a 28-story condo tower, hotel, theater, and indoor surfing park. Now Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. The NHL playoffs take a night off after the Ducks advanced to the Western Conference Finals with a 3-2 overtime win, eliminating the Calgary Flames in five games, moving into the West Finals against the Chicago Blackhawks. The Clippers are now just one win away from their first trip to the NBA Western Conference Finals. They beat the Rockets in Game 4 of the semis, 128-95. Game 5 tomorrow night in Houston. Dodgers host Miami tonight. First pitch, 7:10. Halos are off. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings. Traffic, market check, weather, more Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike next. KABC News Time, 132.
When the economy crashed in 2008, the Fed lowered interest rates. They've been low ever since. But now the economy's improving, and most experts believe the Fed will start raising interest rates very soon. That means you should refinance your mortgage now to pull cash out of your home at today's low rates, because once the Fed starts raising rates, they probably won't stop. So beat the Fed to the punch and refi your mortgage before it's too late by making the cash call at 877-890-CASH. Today, Cash Call Mortgage is offering a 15-year fix at 2.875% rate and APR with no closing costs. You have the chance to pull tens of thousands out of your home, lock in a low rate, and pay absolutely nothing out of pocket. But you have to act now. Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
KABC does traffic first on the fours when you need it most. 60 eastbound at Ramona. The off-ramp is blocked. The right lane is blocked. Overturned vehicle helping all that. 73 tollway northbound. A car fire blocks the right lane. Good news, 91 eastbound at Carmenita. That off-ramp has been reopened or is in the stage of being reopened. 91 eastbound before Central in the Riverside area. Overturned vehicle is still blocking the left lane. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up at 1:44. John Wolf, 790 KABC.
So many people seeking home security just get ripped off. Pushy salesmen trying to scare you, lock you in a long-term contract with huge monthly fees, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there is a better way to protect your home. It's Simply Safe Home Security. you'll get 24/7 professional monitoring, immediate emergency response and protection for just $14.99 per month. And there are no long-term contracts. None. No commitments and no hidden fees. That's why tech experts call Simply Safe better, smarter home security. Protect your home the smart way with Simply Safe. Learn more at SimplySafeLA.com. Do it today, and you'll get a special 10% discount on your home security system. SimplySafeLA.com. That's SimplySafeLA.com. SimplySafeLA.com.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free two-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-991-TRADE. That's 888-991-8723. Or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-991-TRADE. 888-991-8723. Or otaclass.com.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Market Check. Stocks closing lower to start the week as investors await some key data releases. The Dow lost 86 points to close at 18105. The NASDAQ dropped 10 points. The S&P 500 lost 11. Southern California weather from KABC. Sunny. Highs from the mid-60s at the beaches to the mid-70s inland and low to mid-80s in the valleys. Right now, Long Beach, 77. West Hills, 79. Tustin, 75. 77 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. Get news at the top, the bottom, breaking news as it happens, and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Dave Alpert. Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Give us your 2 cents without spending a dime. Call toll-free at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Oh, no.
Woo!
Talk to Drew Midday Live with Mike Kaffner. The phone number here is 800-222-5222. So, Yanira, get on that horn there in a second. Make her get on the mic. All right, I want to go back to that. First of all, do you have any more medical questions, it being Medical Monday?
I kind of did, but I forgot what they were.
Yanira, any medical questions? It's Medical Monday. Any medical questions? Think about it. You forgotten?
Oh, I heard something on the Joe Rogan podcast, and I wanted to.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was talking to some scientists about how in mammals,
yeah,
the size of the balls is completely, or I'll say testicles, not to be too crude. The size of a male mammal's testicles is directly inversely proportionate to how promiscuous the females are in the species.
Inversely proportionate.
So, the more promiscuous. The females are in the species, the larger the testicles of the male.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Joe asked a very smart question. How can a silverback gorilla be 800 pounds of pure muscle and have balls the size of a cherry, yet my pit bull had balls like a...
Right. You would think then that the bonobos would have extremely large relative to the bite, and I don't think they do.
I think they do. That's the thing. Is that they have those inflamed thingies, and then they have the big... Yeah. Dangler.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. That's
like,
your question.
And you
asked me things that are sort of anthropological.
And that's why pandas too. Pandas have teeny wieners and teeny little.
Nice. Yanira, anything on your front? Anything on your radar? The medical? And then I have something else for you. If there's nothing for you there of a medical nature.
Well, of course. I'm trying to think of a really good medical question.
But no, just think of one that interests you.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Well, let me ask this. I want to go back to my love story thing. Did you hear me talking about that? That Judith Regan is throwing this gauntlet? Yeah. Does that interest you?
I have such a fascination with stuff that I don't really understand. And that's why people are always asking me to join, be on TV shows and do podcasts about fitness. I go, I don't want to talk about fitness. I know everything about it. I know everything about fitness and nutrition. It doesn't interest me.
You want to talk about stuff
about stuff that's completely confusing to me.
Yanira? Love poetry? Love stories? No.
I have a question on her behalf.
No, not poetry just yet. What?
Can I ask a question on your behalf?
Yeah.
A medical question.
Yeah.
Watching Murray all the time, is that bad for your health?
Murray?
Yes.
What's Murray?
You mean Maury?
Maury.
Maury.
I watched the Jewish version myself.
Look at you. I have a question. Yeah. I have a question. Nira can actually help me out with this.
Go for it.
How is it, like, is it you think, and Dr., I mean, I'd love your input, Steve, everyone, because this is not, it's not relegated to just African-Americans or Hispanic.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But isn't it, no, this is a real question. Isn't it weird how certain products, without even being marketed a certain way, it just, they end up being, like, used by only a certain group of people?
Again, you keep asking me these sociological, anthropological questions.
Why on earth?
Sometimes it's, for instance, like on the order of African Americans have dry skin. They have problems with
so they'll go towards
certain skin products.
That makes sense. I'm not talking
and
about like certain hair products.
Right.
Difference. That's not what I'm talking about. How on earth did like Newport cigarettes or menthols become black thing?
How did that
just happen?
Bernard's smoking a menthol right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like how did Impalas, like not the mid '60s Impala. How did the when they had the original resurgence, the Impala Supersport in '93 and stuff? How did that become like 90% of it is Mexican dudes? Like it just did. It wasn't like they marketed Chevy. Didn't market that. I'm guaranteeing Kools and Newport didn't like market the new African American cigarette.
Yeah. I don't know.
How did like,
but again,
yeah, like
medical.
Orange drink and
not
grape
medical.
Soda? How is that like? It just became a black thing.
Definitely not medical.
It's weird though. You know, like
these are funny things. But I always assume
Miracle Whip is white. No one eats Miracle Whip that has a dark melanin. You know what I'm saying? Like no one is like, oh, I'm a Hispanic fellow. Let me go get me a jar of Miracle Whip.
We have to take a quick break. It's Dr. Mike Catherwood, Midday Live Talk Radio 790 KBC. The phone number is 800-222-5222.
A reminder to register for this week's extra special free Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Choose tomorrow in Santa Ana, Friday Manhattan Beach, or Saturday, May 16th in Woodland Hills. Seminars the week of May 18th include Orange, Sherman Oaks, Pasadena, and Irvine. Go to moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net. Pick your day, time, location, and register. But don't wait. It's important to reserve your seat now. When you work with Money Matters, we become your financial watchdog so you can relax. Register now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
What makes your life meaningful? Helping others? Doing what you love? Maybe it's owning your own business and being successful. Hi, I'm Shane Evans, co-founder and president of Massage Heights. What if I told you you could enjoy all of this? Our business is rooted in a love of what we do, offering our customers what they desire most, to feel good about themselves. Whether it's massage therapy, skin care, or the personal care products that we provide. It's a philosophy that has carried us through our phenomenal growth. Values that have served us as we've expanded into new markets all over America. And now we're expanding into yours. Our unique membership-driven model is changing the health and wellness industry. If you're looking for that same change in your life to invest in your future growth as a business owner, we would love to hear from you.
For more information on how you too can open your own Massage Heights franchise, call 1-800-964-3331. That's 1-800-964-3331. 1-800-964-3331.
A franchise offer is made only by a franchise disclosure document.
It is Peter Tilden for Lindora, America's leading medical weight control program. I lost weight on Lindora. Thousands of people have lost weight, and it's not a diet. With diets, you eat differently, you cheat, you go off the diet, you gain the weight back. Go to Lindora's site. You'll see Tracy, who lost 303 pounds, kept it off for 8 years. Laura weighed 356 pounds. She was on tons of medicines. She had diabetes, high blood pressure, no more. Javier lost 135 pounds, kept it off for 5 years so far. No gimmicks, no surgery. Lindora is a medically supervised Lean for Life program. You should call and find out how it will work for you, and it will work for you. And right now they're offering 30% off their 10-week program. Slim down in time for summer. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. They've been helping people lose weight since 1971. It works. It's healthy. It's powerful. Call 1-800-LINDORA. Save 30% on their 10-week program. That's 1-800-LINDORA. Start losing weight in a healthy manner with the help of professionals. 1-800-LINDORA.
KABC does traffic first on the fours when you need it most. 10 eastbound at San Gabriel. Accident, two right lanes blocked off. 91 eastbound before Green River, an accident. And the 118 westbound at Havenhurst. Still have the HOV lane blocked. 10 westbound between Baldwin Park and the 605. Had some road work going on in the right lane with traffic slow from just before Puente. Only KABC has traffic first on the fours. Next report coming up at 154. John Wolf, 790. KABC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. At Hoffie, they've been making delicious for over 85 years. My hot dog of choice, Hoffie Premium Beef Franks, are made from the original recipe with only the highest quality beef. That's why only Hoffie makes the hot dogs that are so irresistible. For family, friends, and celebrations, Hoffie Premium Beef Franks are the hot dog condiments crave. And oh, I'm craving a Hoffie hot dog right now. Find recipes and ideas at HoffieBrand.com.
Hey, Jillian here, and I want to tell you, I recently went green with my car, and now it's time to do it with my home. I turned to NRG Home Solar. They're the leaders in solar electricity. And now not only do I save money, but I feel better knowing that I'm saving resources. Green is good. NRG Home Solar is one of the largest and most trusted names in solar, which means amazing savings, not just for me, but for you if you sign up. I'm sure you've been thinking about going solar and probably thought, maybe I'd love to, but I can't afford it, or you don't understand how it will save you money. Well, listen, my friends at NRG Home Solar will answer all of your questions, and they will walk you through the process. Just call 888-985-0044. Plus, for our listeners here at KABC, you can get zero startup costs, free installation, and your first 60 days of solar electricity paid for. How does that sound? You need to trust me on this. NRG Home Solar, in my opinion, is the best choice for home solar and can help lock in your solar electricity payment for the next 20 years. All you have to do is call 888-985-0044 or go to trynrghomesolar.com.
It's Peter Tobin. Make sure you tune in every night at 6 o'clock for the
Top 6 at 6.
It's the top news stories of the day with commentary that will make you smarter than your friends. Right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. 6 o'clock p.m.
6!
Lady Cool. Everything about her is stylishly long, tastefully cool.
The cigarette. This cool cigarette?
Cigarette. Yeah. Cool filter long.
This is what Don Draper made for us.
You know, don't get me wrong. Of course, I used to smoke menthols. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of white people that smoke menthols, but it's just crazy how certain things they just fall into that category. The obvious certain things belong to certain cultures because of either genetics or whatever. Like you said, you put African American hair, whatever. Yeah. But I'm like just stuff that's not marketed that way.
It doesn't make sense what the historical.
It just falls into it, you know?
Let's switch back to our conversation about porn and video game addiction. I've got Dwayne on the line. Dwayne, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm a professional that treats people who struggle with sex addiction and porn addiction. And I just wanted to mirror what your last guest said. You know, some of these kids that are coming in, they're really struggling with this. They start out pretty young, and the exposure is pretty young, around 8 or 10 years old.
Yes.
And they're actually the ones that are having the hardest time stopping. The people who come in who are maybe 50 or 60 and struggling with some kind of porn issue, once they stop, they kind of get their libido back. They're able to be with their partner. But some of these younger kids who are coming in, they may not even have had sex with a partner. Porn has been their only experience. They're 25 years old. And they have a really hard time stopping. So I think pornography is really changing how we view sexuality as a whole.
Well, I'm wondering if not just sexuality, but also love and intimacy, which is sort of what we were talking about. And it sounds as though they have no model for intimate connection other than to these electronic media.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing. So they don't even know how to have a relationship. It's all been through that lens of pornography.
And Dwayne, Mike and I have been hearing this on Loveline for a while, where young males will go, yeah, your girls, they're kind of a hassle. You know, they're difficult.
It's just not worth it.
Not
man.
Worth it. I've got my porn. I'm fine. You know, I'm good. Don't worry about it. But girls, I guess I'd like to date one, but oh, what a pain. You know,
I see that a lot, unfortunately. And so these relationships be kind. That sometimes they're in a relationship, but it's almost non-sexual anymore. But they miss the intimacy. They miss the connection, and they kind of wonder, like, why don't I have this connection? I can't seem to get it. But yet they don't want to use sex to help them connect in any kind of way. Because it's just pornography is easier and simpler.
Is anyone doing any work on the neurobiology or sorting out the neurobiology that might be setting this up?
I think, you know, that really people are starting to begin to look at that and to do some research on that because we don't really know how it's starting to impact the brain. I mean, I think we're really going to see that. And also what we know now, too, is that our arousal template is placed down early on, and so it can permanently kind of affect how we view sexuality. And so the younger people actually are really hard to treat compared to a lot of the older people. They tend to be able to get back pretty fast.
Pardon me. Duane, what about kind of defining pornography, meaning is just exposure to topless girls online? Is that considered pornography, or are we talking about sex?
Well, but yeah, hey, I'm going to interrupt and just say Duane sort of tilted towards that by saying these are so-called arousal templates. In other words, how aroused you are affects how your brain develops. So you see really arousing stuff. That's a template then for what goes forward, yes?
And that's what we're kind of seeing, too, because, you know, when I was younger and you're looking at a Playboy, it's a static image. Now you're getting kids that are getting exposed to high intensity porn, moving images, high definition. This is a different kind of pornography than we've seen in the past. And I really don't think we know how that's going to impact kids.
And when we get to the virtual reality, I think the wheels of the society are just going to grind to a halt.
Yeah, we have no idea what's going to happen there.
All right, Duane, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, Dr. Drew, Mike Catherwood, Midday Live Talk Radio 790 KBC. How much time do I have here, Steve? Have to take a break? Got 1 minute.
I found that, you know, what Duane was saying, it hit home with me in that, and I'm not comparing, and I'm not sad that I did it, but having lots of casual sex, it scratched the same itch that I think a lot of these guys he was dealing with had. But I always found myself when I was alone back at my apartment, I would be like even more empty. Like I felt like the lack of intimacy even grew more by having this kind of animal sex as opposed to like intimate sex.
Yeah, you feel guilty and shame and stuff. And so, but then maybe that same kind of emptiness doesn't happen with the porn. Maybe it's just
and you know where I found that you know I was longing for that intimacy more and more. He was saying that his patients do the same thing. At least, though, I was having real sex.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, I'm such a stud.
Yeah.
But at least I was getting, like, the testosterone boost and, like, the kind of hormonal benefit. You know, you're really missing out by just bearing yourself away with
U-porn. Human parts left out. It's Dr. Drew Midday Live with Mike Catherwood, Talk Radio 790 KBC.
What can being listed with YP do for your business? You're about to find out for free. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools, the YP website and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month over 70 million potential new customers use the YP tools to search for businesses. 70 million! But if you're not there, they can't find you. Get the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com, myfreeyp.com.
If you're retired or retiring and need your money to last, don't miss the free May Money Matters Retirement Seminar. Go to moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net. Choose the location near you and make sure to register. Again, that's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302.
KABC does traffic first on the 4th when you need it most, 405 southbound at Rosecrans. I think they were getting this one off the freeway, but there was an accident there. 405 northbound at Del Amo, the right lane was blocked. And on the 5 northbound at Alameda, 2 vehicle accidents just reported. Still have our SIG alert on the 91 eastbound before Central in the left lane. Only KABC has traffic first on the 4th. Next report, 204. John Wolf, 790, KABC.
McIntyre here. For years, you've heard me describe Newport Beach Plaza as five-star assisted living less than a half mile from the ocean. Well, now I'm joined by Russell, an actual resident at Newport Beach Plaza. Hi, Russ.
Hello, Doug. Thank you for coming by.
So I understand you just came from a fitness class. Clearly I haven't. Well, how was it?
Wonderful. We have a real blessing here. We have this guy, Sean, who's a kinesiologist, which is a sort of a new science, and he does a really good job.
Fitness classes, movies, an entertainment lounge with a piano and fireplace, local excursions to museums and the beach. What else can you tell us about life at Newport Beach Plaza?
The food is outstanding. The quality is excellent. And there's a good variety. They do a really good job in the dining room.
Thanks for your time, Russell. Living better than ever at Newport Beach Plaza, call 949-645-6833 to schedule a tour today. That's 949-645-6833. And make sure you say hi to Russell.
Talk Radio 790.
AABC.
Am I on that episode that's coming out next Thursday?
I don't know. All I know is that Marin's show is coming back to IFC. It's like coming back pretty soon. Maybe this week. But either way.
I did one of the episodes.
You did one of his episodes. You drove all over town to make sure it happened. You drove to Highland Park in the middle of the day to go do his podcast, and you were excellent. Get him on this show. Get him on Loveline. Make
right.
it happen.
See what I can do. He's a little reclusive. He's a little tough to nail down.
Yeah.
Love him. I love him.
I do, too. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. See what I can
and
do.
He's a guy that's open about his recovery. I mean, he has a lot. Like, he has a lot to offer.
He does a lot.
He does. Like, stop
super
it.
Super smart, super interesting.
Stop it, Mark Maron. Go. Come on.
He doesn't like to make the rounds, it seems like.
I don't care. This isn't the rounds. My point being, I get it. I wouldn't either. If I was as successful as he was, I wouldn't do it either. But this isn't the rounds.
This is his friend.
We'll have real talk.
Spending time with his
real
friend.
Talk right there.
Real talk on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Phone number here is 800-222-5222. And, Mike, you've got some tickets to give away.
Neil. Mother effing Diamond.
The Hollywood Bowl.
That's right.
Or the
Come
date.
On. What
are the dates?
May 19th and 23rd.
How many tickets do we have to give away, Yanira? Just hold up your hands. How many? One? Two? One? One pair each date? There's two dates, two nights. Or they get to choose their night.
This is great radio, Drew.
Sorry. I was reading my sheet. I don't think that they get to choose their night, but what
I don't give a sheet
is the 23rd, May 23rd.
All right.
All right.
So May 23rd it is.
You got it.
All right. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Mike, what are you getting into in the next hour?
I want to talk about sweet stuff, man. Ripping stuff.
And Medical Monday next time. Try to make them medical. You know what I mean? Well, you're out tomorrow, aren't you?
I have the best question ever, and you won't
What's
ever
that?
Answer
what,
me.
What?
How is it that only Wiener... like, it can be... No, listen. It's a real question.
Okay, go ahead.
How it's the only thing, not only on the human body, it seems like in nature, that can be utter jello, like really like clay, putty, and then can be...
There's lots of things like that in nature.
No.
Not on the human body.
No, there's not. Not that big of a difference.
Oh, yeah. It's just blood. Just blood in you know.
But how come, okay, my bicep gets really hard when I flex it.
Right.
But it stays relatively the same kind of texture. A wiener is impossibly different.
It's a tube that fills up with blood. That's two tubes, actually, side by side. And they fill up with blood.
Okay, but...
And it's arterial blood, too. By the way, you ever seen, like...
My leg veins fill up with blood when I go running.
If you ever seen a compartment syndrome, you know what compartment syndrome
is? I have no idea what that is.
Compartment syndrome is when an artery or something gets injured inside what's an enclosed muscle sheath, and things get tense because of the arterial pressure. It's exactly what's going on in there. And by the way, it gets so tense that it squishes the muscle and will break down, cause kidney failure. It's called a compartment syndrome. Your phallus is set up to accommodate the goings and comings, so to speak, of the same phenomena, but not injuring any tissue. So it's arterial pressure. It's a high-pressure system, the artery system.
Do you think we're too... you're a parent and a doctor.
Yeah.
And for generations, you've been a parent.
Yeah. For generations, I've been a parent?
Yeah, for different generations, you've been a parent. You know, not like me. I've been a parent for, like, months.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Do you think we take too... Like, we're too... involved in our kid's life? Like, no kid ever really gets kidnapped. It doesn't happen.
I don't know. I think we're involved about right. I really do. I think you can over-hover and over... You can get too
There's
emotionally involved.
There's
nudniks
that get too...
Yeah. Yeah. George Zimmerman's what you're going to talk about when we come back.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Wendy Patrick, and he got shot at. just kind of
zero-medip.
Yeah.
All right, 800-222-522 is the number. It's Dr. Drew, Mike Catherwood, Midday Live, Talk Radio 790 KABC.